The Bach says it's puzzle till it comes totally yellow, as shava, as wax, right? Or as gold, gazov. Is it big enough? Yeah, sure?
Yeah.
Make it a little bigger? Tell me how. You can read it? Evan can read it? A little bigger, it's a little small. Let's press another button. That's bigger than before, right?
Yeah.
Good. Now that was a read, right? No problem? Okay. Mishim Hodr Ugamkin Lididan, the Bin and Hodr. After Rabbi Yudah, the Sphilah, the low boy Hodr, Aim Psulabak, Mishim, the low gummer, Peri, Pri, I feel Hachel Lididan, Gamishim Hodr Puzzle. That's the famous Bach. And Tosa says it's good, means afterwards. The Taz Mogan Avraham says it's not a problem once it became, started getting turning yellow. It's already Gemara Pri. Doesn't matter. There's no problem. The minute to be maker, but I think it's difficult. Let's ask all those kashas. Question number one: the imkain, is sure it's big enough?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The imkain, psul esrog ayorok lefi daitam, mogel avraham and the taz and the minig of the hakel, ain't up psul vaday, rak misofek shemalo gomar perio, the ain't the b'mashma the rabbi Yudah posel mashma vaday mash vaday posel. That's the Mishnah Siaka's first kasha. Ani hakotan, I don't understand this kasha. I just don't understand the kasha. Look at the Mishnah. Look at the Mishnah, Rabbi Osa. His kasha is that Rabbi Yehuda says possible. Possible means absolutely possible. Right? So therefore, what must be pshat? Must be that it's possible for sure. Now, why in heaven's name would it be possible for sure? The Bach explained why. I think a contradiction in this, what we read until now is already a kash. I see an internal contradiction in Mishkan Yaakov. I don't know how to answer this. He quotes the Bach. The Bach says, in other words, we require Hadar, even the Rabbi Yehuda holds, you don't only require Hadar, it's only a shout of Gemara Pri. But for us, it's Hadar. I say, I don't understand this kash. It says, what does the Mishnah say in the Lama Dalam and Beis? It says, Yorok Akarsi, Rabbi Meir, Machshir, Rabbi Yehuda Posel. He himself admits that Rabbi Yehuda does not require Hodor. I think it was back and forth, Lamed Aleph. It doesn't conclude. So there's certainly a possibility, even the Maskona, Yehuda does not require Hodor. So therefore, why is it Posel? Lack of Gemara Pri. Safret the Akasha, Mishkis Yaakov, but if the Bach is wrong, it's only a Suffolk Psul. Rabbi Nishalalim. Even if the Bach is right, it's only a Suffolk puzzle. Because Rabbi Yehuda is the one who's speaking. Rabbi Yehuda denies Hodor. I don't understand what's going on in this Mishnah Siyah. I think the Tamina to figure out by Sunday. I find this theory of Minei Ubei. First, he starts off by saying the top line in this column 2 of page Kufayin Gimel that is Sul Hodor. Sul Didan, the Binan Hodor. It's no good, for sure. Green is no good. I, Rabbi Yehuda, does not require Hodor. It's only my question of Gemara Pri, but we require Hodor. This is what the Bach says. So he says Akasha against the Taz and Mogan Avraham. What's his Kasha? What does it mean? Im kein psul esrog ayorok lefi daitom eino posel vaday ela misavik shem lo gamar perio ein dem mashma der Rabbi Yehuda posel mashma vaday posel dum et chushim lam Rabbeinu Shalom. You yourself admitted a few lines earlier that according to Rabbi Yehuda you don't require Hodor. That's only a chashash. Maybe it's not Gemara Pri. So it's a steer in the Mishkan Yaakov. I don't know what the guy. I don't think Lomivin, and if I don't understand the second kash either. Vote the Kevin. They name the Roas Rovach Ahas Rogim Befrad Agdolim Chosen the Hain the Mar Esrog Shemash Nosam Mekli. May Atema Livsel Bistam Name of it to Bistam Gemara Pri Viachs in the Mar Esrog Divide Ruben Marikos Ksas Without them Kol Shemar Ksas Sovel Arakulo. I have the same kash against him. It's the same thing all over again. The first kash basically the same thing. One, he's saying stam. Two, he says mishum rov. But so if you can explain what his kash is, I don't understand. That's your vart. You're a different vart. Whether gmar pri, not. But that's a separate shmuz. We'll get to that later. So the first two kash I just don't understand. Weiter. Question number 3. V'yol kosher tuva. V'yesh kama peris. She'ein is bashlin be'ilon. V'kshemashin osam v'kli betolosh mis bashlin. K'min kubushli, all kinds of things. Im kain, maraya zu im sofa lachsak shingma peri mitchila. Dilma mitchila lo nigma kulo. V'shiyosu b'kli u nigma. V'kev in the kaptina nagmar pri. V'nona lachshure, that's your kasha. So my answer to your question was, Gemara Pri is a halachic term. It means the fruit was finished. That refers to its situation on the tree. We're not discussing what goes on in the bowl. Everything rots in a bowl. It's what's called mature. Just it gets, you know, you get a banana, you get a pear. So then, you know, they get hard, then first they're too hard, then later they're too soft. You got it exactly right. You're the experts. Oh, this pear, this banana is exactly right. It's not too hard, not too soft. I don't use the word Gemara Pri for that. Gemara Pri means Alaitz. Like you have certain things in Hilchos Maaser, you don't know if it's a foul this year, if it's a foul the next year. Well, it depends on the Gemara Pri. It means the Gemara Pri on when it's attached to the ground. So I thought it was a no kasha. I thought. These are my three ha'oras on the first three kashas of the Mishkan Yisyak. My ha'oras, I don't know. I'll tell you what I think. But the fourth kasha is the most complicated kasha, and we discussed this a little bit at the end of the shiur yesterday. It's chazer it again. Rabosai, the fourth kasha requires a little more textual analysis, which we did already yesterday. But now we have the Mishnah Siakim in front of us. A good way for us to chazer. Old kasha. Watch this. Mishum tamad Rabbi Yehuda, mishum logam aperi, hakayim le beestrika boser. Remember the Gemara in Aflam and Vav? Machlokos Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbonin. Rabbi Akiva passels and Rabbonin say it's good. We paskin esrika boser. Watch, where am I? Lachshure ki Rabbonin, the plea Rabbi Akiva. The Gamba Meiser, lo kaimelin ki Rab Shimon, the potter esrogin bekat nusav a Meiser. It's a drama of Hilchos Meiser. Therefore, Valkocha be the Mechayev a Meiser, priain lichol dover. Chayev Meiser, it has to be a pre. If it's not called a pre, it's not Chayev Meiser. That's quite clear. Is he still on?
No,
you're
not.
Yeah,
I'm
not. Okay?
Get him back.
Okay? You with me so far? With the Chayev Meiser, pre and the Choldova. It came Lama Apostle Esrig Yorup, Mishim Delo Gomar Perio. He doesn't understand. We shouldn't paskin the issue of Gomar Pri. It's true, Rabbi Yehuda says Gemar Pri, but we don't pass in that way, because we pass in like the Rabbonin, we pass in like the Rabbonin in both Estrig and in Meiser, both in Suk, Estrig for Sukkos, Estrig for Meiser, and we don't pass in that it's not called the Gemar Pri. Where's he driving at? You know what he's driving at? He's pushing us into the box lap. If you don't pass in Gemar Pri, you're going to have to pass in what? Hodr. Follow? There's something wrong with green. You pass green is no good. So we like to say it's only a matter of Gemara Pri, and therefore once it starts turning yellow, it's no problem. He's pushing us out of that. He was his Mishkan Siakam, he's a very smart man. He's pushing us out of Gemara Pri and into Hodah. How do you get us out of Gemara Pri? Because we pass in that Lamed Vav, both with respect to Mises as well as with respect to Mitzvah Sukkos, that Esrig against Rabbi Akiva, right? And against Rabbi Shimon, we pass in that it's considered a pre for the mitzvah of Meiser and for the mitzvah of Esrig. It's considered to be a pre, right? And they're talking about the situation of Boser, right? Watch this now. So why should Esrig Yarvish and Logamar Perio? Mabakach, holo be'inon gemar pre. Ooh, wow, what a fast one he just pulled on us. Not the pshat that Rabbonim say it's called Gemar Pri. That's what I would have said. He says, no, Rabbanah don't require Gemar Pri. It's a whole different story. Don't require Gemar Pri, they're forced into the issue of Hodah. That's, of course, one could deflect it by saying, not the pshat that they don't require Gemar Pri. This is called the Gemar Pri, which we'll see soon. But he's assuming that way for the moment. Upriya barachmana, vahika, vahodah lo boy, Rabbi Yehuda, vagama didan, tzvila letazim, magana ram, the yorak hodahu, Mikri, imkain lama yipasa yarak. Why should Yerk be puzzled at all? After God will come of a cotton abosa kosher, zemenat tema. If something which is smaller and is unripe, that's kosher, and a green should be puzzled because of Gemalakal Grand Prix, tema. Ubefurish to come on, the Rabbi Madami Estrugu Maisa Ladadi, Rabbi Shimon, the Maisa, the pot. The potak Rabbi Kiva, the pasul b'yaser, the boy Gemara pri, v'dochi Abaye, saw the Gemara, ad kan lo pasul Rabbi Akiva, rak mishum the boy hoder v'leka, abe ma'isa the Rabbanan svile, mashma lehedra, the lab mishum hoder, rak mishum Gemara pri, akocha gam le ma'iser boy Gemara pri, then svar loma the tzara Gemara pri b'yaser tfei ma'iser ilab mishum hoder again. He's pushing us back into Hodor, Rabosai. I think otherwise it should have a different lashon than the Gemara. Fine. Elavadai is a yev shaklal, the Esrog Yitzorach Gemara Pri, Yosem Yimaisa. When he says Esrog, he means the midst of Sukkos. Ipcha, Omar. The what? The after potem Yimaisa, Mishum She'ein Matzmiach, that's from Shimon, the Perihu, Machshe de Perihu, in other words, he's saying that it's impossible that Esrog has a higher level of Gemara Pri than Maisa. Vakeret, you can say that Esrog has a lower level, as the Gemara suggested according to Rav Shimon. Zu raya beruah ma'od. Then hatzuch Gemara Pri be Esrog tvei mi Maisa. Okay, let's assume that for the moment, at least according to one version according to Rav Shimon. Vehechi neka manav nisla yorok mishum Gemara Pri umi sofek. How can it be? That's his kash. So again, he's pushing us out of Gemara Pri into what? Into Hoda. Into Hoda. Stop. Look, this is what he says. This is what he says. So, Rabbi Osai, before we see the other opinion, obviously, it has to be something. No one's going to sit down quietly and let the missions kind of run all over us. Rough shot. I brought the defender of the faith, Chazon Ish, with me today. We shall see. But before we see the Chazon Ish, let's first, I think it's only fair that we start Mishnas Yaakov, let's give him a chance to finish. Understand what he said? Till now, we know what he's saying. I already told you how we're going to get out of this fourth kasha by saying, not shot that you don't require Gemara Pri. This is a Gemara Pri. But, you know. Once we're here, you know, machlokas or meir Rabbi Yehuda be esrog hakotan. That's a machlokas on lamed dal and lamed beis, right? Esrog hakotan or meir mekeegos Rabbi Yehuda mekebeitza. Right after Yorak Akarsi, Rameya machsher Rabbi Yehuda posel. Okay, and following that, you have esrog hakotan. Another machlokas between Rameya and Rabbi Yehuda be esrog hakotan. Are there any connection between the two? You know, you begin to wonder, right? What does he say? Kosva toisvus. This is the Tosfos that we saw on Shir Lamed Aleph and Beis was on the Maram Mekomis. She'ein ze inyan machlokas Rabbi Akiva v'chacham and Lamed Rabbi Aleph. Why? Why? There's a couple of things. I think there may be some typos here in the Mishnah Siyakov. Let's see. Be'emes be'esrog abo. No. That period's a typo. No. The machlokas Rabbi Akiva v'chachamim. What's the word be'emes doing? I think that's a bit of a mistake. I think. Can we take that word out? It's a period and a word I think it both don't belong. Be'esrog abosa. That's not enough. Lamed rabbi menalf. Watch. To hosam afilu godol kama ki egos uchabetza. It's how big it is. It's big like a baseball. Much bigger than a egos or a beitza. Posa bekiva mishum she'ein matzmiach o mishum hoder b'chule. Okay. And there, what's the case? So why is it puzzle? Besofo li godol yoser. Why is it called boser? It's still unripe. Why is it unripe? It's big as a baseball. The answer is going to grow more. Right now it's unripe. Does puzzle of a kiva. V'kan, when the size of a nut or an egg, v'she'ein sofo li godol yoser, it's reached its full maturity. Afil hachi b'pachos mi'egos v'beitzel l'choshev gemar pri. And what that letter stands for. He's just quoting Tosfos. That's an accurate quotation we saw yesterday in Tosfos. Correct, Rav Osler, so the Klam and Alpha Beis, he gives you an accurate citation, summation of Tosfos. Zog there. Masha b'divrei, the Mefarshei divrei Rav Meir Rav Yehuda, watch this now, Aliba de Rabbi Akiva, what did you say? Where did this come from? Rav Meir Rav Yehuda are only arguing according to Rabbi Akiva, who passels Boser and requires Gemara Pri. Did you see that? Do you see that in Tosfos? I didn't see that in Tosfos. Mishka Tzakov sees it in Tosfos. You know why? Because we spoke about a few minutes ago. He says that Boser, Rabosai, that Boser is not a Gemara Pri. So Rabbi Akiva says Boser is no good because he requires Gemara Pri. He claims Rabbanan don't require Gemara Pri. We said a few minutes ago that's not true. Assumption is true. They told it is a Gemara Pri. But you have to see how things slide. Because of his assumption a few lines ago, he now goes to a second assumption. The Rav Meir Rav Yehuda only arguing according to what? Rabbi Akiva. Because why? Rabbi Akiva requires Gemara Pri as opposed to the Rabbanan. Rav Meir Rav Yehuda discuss what's a Gemara Pri, egg or the beta. He's sliding his ever slider. Things slide, Rav Osler. They slide from one assumption to another to another. Watch this. Vahainu nami taima to Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, period. So far, again, assumption B based on assumption A, which we already questioned, I told you. Then he says, Kosvot, this is the second, this is a very important last part of Tosis we saw. Mention it again, inside. Just take a flip back to Laman Alpha and Beis and see it in the text. Just one line. The end of the Tosfos, they say as follows. Tosfos Shir. How much the last line? Od yitochen dafilu l'rabbonon demachshiri hosom pasli hocha v'pochos mikan de'esra kaboser choshev peira tvei. Even Rabbanon will machshir boser will passel less than a shear of egos and kabetzim. That's they say at the Od Yitoch. Before that, they didn't say that. Watch this. Od Yitoch. Mashma, the yoser no to datum. The first teretz is the main sheet. It's only Yitochin. The main sheet is what? The Shedas Rameh Rabbi Yehuda, the boy Gemar Pri. Again, the way he's saying it, not the way necessarily we say it. But there are Evshikosu, the after Rabbanan Posel. And here's an interesting, fascinating point. Predict Gulichtov, the Esrik Bosa, the Choshev, pre Tvei. That's true. They said pre Tvei. They didn't say Gemar pre Tvei. Ooh, wah. There's a diuk. See? Ooh, wah. Lokosav Gemar Peri. The Vada Rabbanan, the Machshi Boser, Lo boy gemar pri, the boss of lo gemar priu, is again the same assumption repeating the third time. Rak de al koponim boy shem pri, usfile the boss of mikri pri, upochas machshiru lo mikri pri klal, lo havi boss, it's nothing. Oh, stop. Well, the fees are nearer, the gan be meiser, li rabbonon, bezutter me hashiura potter, kevin lo havi peira. So you put them in meiser less than the shear of egos or kabeitz. It's not a pri at all. For all the mechayev and meiser ketanim and gedolim had a ketanim shishanu kan keegos or kabeitz. That's a chiddush nifla. But of course it emerges from his first three assumptions. In the Gemara on top, the Rabbi Yehuda Mishun Gemar Pri u'mashper d'hain waliba the Rabbi Akiva. Again, he said it for the third time. The boy Gemar Pri v'lo Omar v'lo have pri. Not Gemar Pri. Vahayna mishum, da'kocha Rabbi Yudhika Rabbi Akivas relay with the apostle Yoruk mishum gemar pri, I feel the God will come. Again, this is an assumption which we are not going to agree with. Okay. So far, about so good. Where is the hidden treasure? His name is Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir, right, requires the size of an egos, and Rabbi Meir is Machshir a green Esrik? What do you do with Rameya? How are you going to figure him out? That's going to be something amazing. And maybe from Rameya we can derive things ourselves as well. Watch. Here's a little Abba Rab Meir Ein Raya the Sava Rabbi Akiva. Why? The Machshir Yorok. Rab Meir says that Yorok is kosher. What? Rabbi Akiva is the one who requires Gemar Pri. He claims that Yehuda must also hold that way. Rabbi Meir, we can say maybe he doesn't require Gemar Pri. Why doesn't he require Gemar Pri? Because he's Machshir Green. Even though Green is not a Gemar Pri, he's Machshir anyway. So maybe he does not necessarily hold like Rabbi Akiva. Okay? Who puzzled up, and I have to help me to the next page. Sorry. It's a good chazar, no? Went over the Mishnah Yaakov again. Oh, thank you. Same size as before?
Yeah.
Good. Bekoton ke egos l'chein kosav datam de boser choshev tvei bekosu de l'hochi nakti le divir av meir v'chakach le divir av bonon v'shem derab yudah k'rab ekiv asya mehach de yora kevin le boy hodam o k'rab shimme de potam imaisa v'shem lo havi peri av'rab kiva tamei La bayin shom mishum hodam. Hamaskana said Gemara shom v'chein masik b'Yerushalmi. Rabbi Akiva lo moda le Rabbi Shimon. Dei menumar ve gadol b'tfus v'chulei. Posel b'yasev v'chayim b'maiser. Hanikatam abayin b'Gemara dinam mishum hodam. So he wants a paskin like abayin perhaps. Fine. Watch the bottom punchments. What's he saying all this for? Very beautiful shot back and forth. Again, we don't accept necessarily this assumption. What's he driving at? Here comes the punchline which I already told you about earlier about Peh. Well, the fees there, Vada Koshetuva, Canal, Minayan Lona Lifsol, Mishum Gemar Pila Rabbana de Machshin Bosa Machavi Gamma Maisa, Elevada Nereika, Lech Ora, Kedere Abach, Dikim Sulayorup, Lididan, Mishum Hodor, Kavan Lo Kaimalon, Krab Yudin Lo Boy Hodor, Fiorak Lav Hodoru, Uli Rabbi Yehuda who tavi tam mishum gemar pri, Abba Paskina kava say, v'lo mi tamei. It's all based on his assumption since we passed like the Rabbonim, and Aflam and Vav by both by Meister and by Sukkah, Esrik from Sukkahs. So therefore, we don't require gemar pri. We must be based upon Hodor. Again, based on his whole assumption that both is not a gemar pri, which we'll have to see is not completely true. Then he says like this. Maybe we should stop really here. We'll come back. It's not fair. Let's stop here. I wanted to finish Mishnah Yaakov, but we're so far afield. We haven't got a chance of Chazon Ish for rebuttal. We better stop right over here. Okay. So the Chazon Ish has a whole siman about this. It's called a siman Kuf Mem Ches. Kuf Mem Ches. Sif Cotton Gimel, which is some of the highlights of the Chazon Ish. He quotes this Shuva not from Mishkanes Yaakov, but from Chut HaMishulash. Chut HaMishulash is the Shuva of Rav Chaim Volozhiner and a number of his successors in the Volozhiner Yeshiva. And some of the Mishkanes Yaakov was the Talmud of Rav Chaim Volozhiner. This Shuva got mixed in there too. So you'll see, if you look up the Chazon Ish, he quotes it from the Sefer. Chut HaMishulash Simen Chav Gimel. It's the Mishnah of Yaakov. I don't know if I'm not sure if he knew who the Chuli Mechaba was, which only got mixed up in his print, but it's clearly it's exactly the same Chuli. So to the question that he asked, the first two questions, I thought my teretz was Gevaldik, right? That the Kasha can't be exact because it's Rabbi Yehuda speaking. So he, the Chazon Ish, takes the Kasha face value and he gives an interesting answer. Look at the answers. I'll read you his words. They knew colors. You know, in the old days, dam nida, they could distinguish between dam la dam, between red and red. We can't do that anymore nowadays. All red is awesome. They knew exactly nuances of color. So yodu vikiru, eze yachzor, eze lo yachzor. They knew. So why is Yorka Karsi? It's possible. the fact the Mishnah is Yaakov is going to turn back yellow later on, it's going to be kosher even now. No. Lav kolas manav makom shavin. Afa gav to makom bain u chosen b'sham makom as enen chosen. The kosher can shein on the b'ki and b'maris kol a chosen efsh shelo hayu kakarsi. He suggests halacha lemaisa. Unbelievable. If it's karsi, it's not going to turn back. And everything we see green turns yellow, it's not really kakarsi. I love the Chazon Ish. That's a little hard to understand that. Because we see the greenness of green. The one you had, your picture that you had, or you gave it back, you never kept it. But if you would have kept it, it might have turned yellow too. All right, Bekitz, that's what he says. These are different greens. Or with, fine. Then he has the kasha. Your kasha. Dilma, who nigmar betolish, later on. So I thought the answer was, that doesn't count. That's beyond the tree. He says, no. Fiyah Shloma. The Rishon himself, Pishu, Jezeriah, Shu nigmar pri betchiloso, Techenu teva esrim. The fact that it turns yellow later on is a proof it was already Gemara at the beginning. It's more or less what I said, I think. Fine. Then he asks, Esther Gabosar is kosher. Right? Yeah. So he says, that's no kasha. Why? Yara kakarsi shein sofo lahachsa lamari esrim. Choser gomro tvei. Ukemosha kasafti liel. It's a long piece in Sifkot and Aleph, back and forth, which maybe we'll get to a little bit later on. No, his assumption is wrong. That green, Rabosai, Mishnah Zaka, what do you mean to tell me that a green esrik is less gomor than boser, bitmia? Chazal says, no, benichusa. Yeah, correct. If it's totally green, it's less mature than Bosa. You bit the bullet. If you have a chance to go to the Liel, Sif Scott now, later on. As he quotes the Mishnah, as Yaakov explains, Afa gavra me rabbi Yehuda, les tu tam hodor, biyora kakarsi. Yes. Anan lo kaimlin kitar vayu, el kluk lesher bekiva vechachamim, the pligi bebosa, u pluk tosin imishon lo yora, vayra kakarsi mamish. Oh, I didn't say that part yet. Let me show you. I have no choice but to show this to you now. Let's read it, because he's going to slug it up. Watch this. With Tosfos Kostel the Perushim, Kevra Meir Akoros, so holds a Yorok as Hodor. Again, he has to agree, because he holds that green. The green is kosher. Rav Meir holds from Hodor. Only Rav Yehuda knows from Hodor. So Rav Meir holds that green is considered to be Hodor. Mid the Machshalei after you boy Hodor. May I time a repluk the Rabbi Kiva the Pesul Boser. Vakacha begodol kashir, filachi posel mishum hador, im kain, meiza tam svile li Rabbi Akiva, di ein hador. Uma hefresh bein o, li bein esrek shen sofo, li godol yoser. Umi odeem, umi osan shen sofo, li godol yoser. Ela vadai, in the chidish noira of the Mishnah is Yaakov. Mar isan muchach mochachas aleen, shalom nigmar. Ve'ein mareyu dome lemari esrogim gemurim, asher heim yirukim mamish k'shabah v'zov. Ve'ilu haya nigmar perio, v'haya mariso dome mamish, ve'ein en mehudorim. Timlokein b'ma nefesh meineim. Alevad v'tzal marison shein nikamar esrog, nikar shein boser. Unbelievable. That boser is a color-related thing. U'poser abekiva, Rabbanu Machshri came and she'ena yorok akars and the garme hoda mikri. He said the machlokas Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanu talk about a greenish esrim. That's how we know it's boser. And according to Rabbi Kiva, since it's greenish, it's posel. And according to Rabbanu, as long as that green mamish, like your notebook, like grass, it's kosher. Says the Chazon Ish. Tomu amod, the tana tani boser. Vana neku v'neima yoruk u'puklos v'neinu kakarsi she'en as a zecha klal p'lei ploy. The Mishnah says, I have a whole new story. I talk about green. Who said green over here? Watch this. U'mishnah shleima shaninu the yoruk kakarsi rab meir machshir alma hodru. This is the best writer. The Mishnah Yaakov himself quoted that raya. Rab meir holds his hodru. And if you only argues why, because it's not gemar, he doesn't hold from hodru. So it's the only question of Gemara Pri. Rabosai, who, mi, who, ze, ve, ezer, who? So exactly a week after Purim. Mi uzeh ve'ezahu, who argues in Rav Meir on this tekuta. Rav Meir says it's considered holy. Who's going to argue against that? Not Rav Yehuda. Yehuda says it's like my pri. He doesn't hold from other. So it's what they call Israel achad efes, one against none. Rav Meir says it's holy. No one disagrees. That's the Chazdish's point, that the Taz has to be right. Rav Meir says it's holy. No one disagrees. Green, no, green. Yorak Akasi, Rav Meir Machshir. He himself said it.
Right.
He even Mishnah himself said Rav Meir holds that way. So he says, yeah, he holds that way. No one disagrees. You're making up a whole wacko theory. We don't find anyone disagrees. Rav Yudah the Posel, Mishnah Lagmar Pri Vahadu, Vahadu Lechuli. I mean, Rav Yudah doesn't argue with Rav Meir on this Nakuda. I quote to Yerushalmi. We'll have to see what the Yerushalmi means. What's this Yerushalmi? I guess we should see it now. Yerushalmi. What does Yerushalmi say? Yorak Akarsi. You know what? If I want to see the Yerushalmi, I can get back here?
Yeah.
How do I do that? Press this? This or this? This? Uh-oh. This? Reached at the end of my techie skills. Thank you. Thank you so much. But I can get back there right when I want.
Yeah.
Because we didn't finish it yet. Talmud Yerushalmi. Masechta Sukkah. Paragimel. No. Paragimel. That should be Allah above.
Can't the Mishnah Siakov just answer their mail holds by other?
No! No! The Mishkanus Yaakov said Beferish, the Rav Meir said it's considered Hadam. We read it inside. He thinks that others disagree. Well, I'll show you the reminder on the way back. I'll show it to you again. He admits that Rav Meir holds it's considered to be Hadam. But he read it in the Mishkanus Yaakov. He just thinks that others disagree. What? There are no others, says the Chazon Ish. Watch this. The Mishnah says, Esrog Akushi Posel Vayorak Akarsi Rameh Machshir Yehuda Posel. Okay. While we're at it, then we'll come to later today or else on Sunday. Esrog Akushi Posel Habom and Akushi Kosher. Keep that in mind for later today or for Sunday. Hayorak Akarsi, watch this. Rab Zera Boy Kumi Rabbi Ema Kehen Krisinun Odedomilen Krisinun Amalhen Kehen Krisinun. What does that mean? It's Greek. What's the Rishami asking? Pashas is asking, is it to be posel has to be green mamash or dome of the green? Right? Dome of the green. He says, no, only if it's green mamash. Ezu yirakrak shev yirukin. Rav Loza Omer, kishava ukishoshanas karma. Sumchas omer kekanfei tvas. Eze Adam Dam Shabadumin, Zel Zahiris Hamukah, the Kahu Amar Hachim, Amar Pinchas, Shani Taman Kiksiv Yerakrak. Like all Yerushalmis, we have no Rashi, we don't know what's flying over here. What do these words mean? So whenever you look for Yerushalmi, who's the Rashi of Yerushalmi? Who's in the inside track? The Korban Eidah. He's number one. See, and they're right. They have a list of Mafarshim. Number one, he's in effect like Rashi. That's how you learn how he says Pshat. Well, where are we? Wait, what, this is Allah? Oh, we have to Allah above. Okay, watch. Okay. Akushi posel, shagoda b'mkoma shadakan yos yorak posel shadidmuhu. The word "din" we'll get to later on. Abom and Akushi, Shavasim Bishocham Yeretz Kush, Kushet. Kush, they grew black. Kehen Karsina, and watch this. Shema Kemarei, watch. Marei and Dome and Mamish the Kreison. Oh, she a Dome of the Kreison. If you look at both of it, it's just not quite like leek. It's just a little bit light green. Good. So the Gemara says, no, only if it's green Mamish. Now, Ezi Yerakel Shemi Yerukin. Hold it, Nabatoas, compares with Pashan Mitzora. Yirak Rak, O Adam Dam. Remember that from the Nigoyim. Yirak rak shebirukim v'adam dam shebedumim. We'll be careful loshen kedarish. Vibor le ezi yirak rak shebirukim. So it's after the Nigoyim. Okay. V'ka omar hochin pirish. Kamim masnis nama hayorak akar siyud the puzzle. He amarish kovel loshen ashnas green. V'ka namish yirak hukeshava shomar gel. Which is it? Is it green or is it yellow? Says the answer. Yerushalmi, Shani Hosan, the Ksiv Yirak Rak, the Kachamina and Shukeshava, Mashen Kain Hoka, the Ksiv Yerok, the Chut, Army Shahu Karsi. So Yirak Rak is yellow, and Yerok is Karsi. So says the Yerushalmi. However, innocent enough, Yerushalmi, according to the shot of the Korban. Let's go back to the words of the Yerushalmi again. What does it say? First question is, what about if it's light green? The Gemara says, no, only if it's green, mamish. He wants to know, what does the word yirak rak mean? It's like wax. Okay. But here, we're saying yirak means green. The answer is, yeah. Yirak is green, and yirak rak is yellow. Shine. Simply Rishalmi. Like Rashi. Korban is like Rashi. You with me so far? That's his pattern, Rishalmi. The Mishkan is Yaakov. Has his own pshat, the Yerushalmi. But before I show you the Mishkanus Yaakov's pshat, I have to be honest with you. There's a Tosfos. Tosfos on Talmud Aleph and Beis that we saw, the big Tosfos, discussing what Yerok HaKarsi means, quotes his Tosefta in the Goyim. Watch this. Tosfos Yesod, if you take a look over here, what does it mean, Yorok HaKarsi? It means green. Virid is green. Verdan is vegetation in French and other languages like that. Right? I think it's even an English word, which has the V-E-R-D as a chorish, which means, you know, very green and growing, etc., etc., etc. Look in your dictionary, you'll see. Okay. Fine. So you see, it's green-like. The Rishalmi says it's Yorok Kasavin. It's not just bluish, it's really green-like, like grass, tchilas akarsi. Fine. Then they quote a sugya that says the yolk is like the yolk of an egg, yala balas, the third white line. V'chein mashe b'tosef to the negoyim, shedoma l'shava. The Tanya, we saw this tosef to quote in the Rishali before, yolk shibirukin, rabbi loza omek l'shava. Right? Nu, this is what Tosfos says. Rabbanu Shalom, supposed to know Yerushalmis? Who in the back always quotes Yerushalmi? I told you. Who? I didn't tell you. Yefei Enayim. The whole Yefei Enayim is quoting Yerushalmis and how they measure up to what we have printed on our page. Turn to the Yefei Enayim on this Tosfos. It's at the end. It has its own Mador, because it's not a page, it's just a citation. Like the man is sitting with the citations on the bottom. They put it separately. Take a look, it's page Hay and Yefei Enayim, column 2. Okay. Shav Tosefta Negoyim. Muva Birishalmi Sukha Paragim Alachavav. Vitema. The Birishalmi Shav Mishani. The Shani Achta Negoyim. The Chsiba Yirak Rak. Vitzarachin Ala Tosis. Tosis is asking Akasha, why is it said the Yorok is green here, the Yorok means yellow? And they quoted Tosefta Negoyim, they forgot. The Yerushalmi, they asked the same Kasha that Tosis asked. And they gave a teretz. Yorok is green, and Yirak Rak is yellow. Pshhh. Okay? Yefei Enayim. Having said this, we're now going to turn back to the Mishkanus Yaakov a little bit. And then we'll see the Chazon Ish, as I said. How do I get back here? This?
Go to the top.
Yeah. So first let me show what I said before. For a mayor. Rameah, here's the word. he admits to it. Rav Meir Akochach Sova Yorak Hodaru with the Machshale after you buy Hodar. I want to show it to you. That's the line. He himself agrees. So the Chazdish screams out, Mishnah Shlema, no one argues. And he says, no, it's whole Pcheshman, Rebbe Kiva, you know, that whole business. He wants to bring it to Kosi Rishal. Kosi Rishal Mivarbeid. Vakushim Ateres Terech Bir. The Korban Eda, right? We know the Korban Eda. Yeah. Ein Pirush at Nochen. Why? It's against Tosfos. It's Yifeinayim's Kasha turned on its head. Yifeinayim is a toast against Yerushalmi. He says the carbonators trying to be against Tosfos. It's all the same thing, but it's in the opposite direction. Unbelievable. Okay, he's right. Tosfos is Yorgas Gel. Yeah, what's it? He doesn't understand it. Therefore, it's a new pshat Yerushalmi. Ezus Hashem is Baruch. A new pshat Yerushalmi. Who wants to know? Dafka Kikarsi Lagarmi Puzzle. Abgeshuk Tsas Maragel. Then, even though it's not Shava Mamish, it's kosher. Ukachol Mara Estrigu. Or say, no! After Dome the Karshinin, Pirish, and the Lagarmi Kikarsi, Gamkin Puzzle. Plus Yorak Shava Lagarmi. Yeah. Yeah. So what did he answer? So he answered, "Ken Kashina and Pirish, Hoy Mareu Dom Bektsas Legel Kosher, Avshen Kishava the Mariyorek Choshev. If it's not as yellow as wax, but it's not as green as karsi, it's kosher. That's how you learn pshat in the original. Which that's not a bad pshat. We can accept that too. We just phrase it a little bit differently. That's the first part of the sugya. But now he comes to the second part." But when it comes to the goyim, you need yellow mamish, like wax. Then it's called Yorek Stam. But here not. Here he says, almost not as green as karsi, it's considered to be Yorek Stam. Answer to Gemara, no. It says Yorak Rak. Yorak Rak means Omok Harbi Mamaregel. There must be like Shava. Ha Yorek Stam. Avshenu Keshava is kosher as long as it's Marek Kula Nota Legel below the Karsi. Okay. No. I can hear a pshat. I hear a pshat. No. So why is that bad? The Fiza Mashma, the Psul Yaraka Karsi Yumishum Hodr. Why? The Mishum Gemar Pri ain't so for Ligmar. Im kein mai kosher the hakne negoyim. Mai ich paslani mikwe yorak stami lav. Who cares what the color is? Alevade mishim hoderu. Tabina shebo mara esri. Kudivri abach. That's his pshat in the Rishon. Nu. Let's see what the Chazanish says. Okay, so this is what he says. I don't see why it's a luchruch. He's assuming, Rabosai, if it's a matter of Gemar Pri, it should have nothing to do with the goyim. With the goyim. The goyim is a color issue and it's a Gemara Pri issue. If it's Hodor, then you can see a connection between Hodor, the color issue, and it's a color issue. Yeah, that's his assumption. Now let's read the Chazanish. Okay. I scream. U'mishna shleima sheninu diorakasir mea machsham ad hodoru. And a beautiful passage for a different reason. I quote to Yerushalmi. Perusho zab Yerushalmi tomua. The Aye Husker the Esther Sorokli is from Maram Yucheres Shal Yeshunu Shal Mar Shal Yorak. Let me pour them around Yorak and shoot us off. Where does it say it? Al Adaraba. Mastisim Katani Mar Proposal Yorak Akasi. Gamle Perusho and Akrei the Psula Mishum the Lav Hodor. Yeah, who said? It could be a man of Gemara Pri. Sorry again. Yes. I think what's a Zohar? Zohar says should be. That's only. That's not. Here comes the biggest Kashavu, which we didn't even get to yet. Watch this. The biggest kasha of all. V'chein matzosi mavu v'divi arashba v'chidushin. That means a ritva. V'divi aran. Shechosh v'yorok b'hadi psu lehoda. V'kosa behedya. שיש לו פוסטו בכל מו בכל שהוא וביימס ברובה כפסולים מרן תאבי משם הודר ולתאבי דגמר פרי אין חיל כלל עד רב כשיסכו נקצוס על ההורק כשאבה באיזה מוקם שימצ לו כולו ומאוד דפלסי על האחרונים שלא הגישו כלל בדבי הרשע וחידוש של הרנזל שהם מחמירים ולא הזכירים כלל השלחת דברי כי הם בבשרו היטובה ופרט של דבי התוס הזה מבוא he didn't call the Rambam but he didn't have a Meiri but the Chazanish is on to this it's no kasha I'll read his words this is the Chazanish the very end of Kuk Mem Ches he brought a right from that Ran Venira says the Chazanish Afal gav the psul yorok eino mishum mara it's really it's a gemara pri issue it's not a mara issue per se mikol makom kevan she eino esrik b'mara zeh since a proper esrik which reaches gemara pri is not at this color when it finalizes gemara pri when it totally matures it's not green it's yellow shapir havi menuma it's called menuma anyway what's shap Sharevi showed him heviu. Did we arrive at Afuki Maris Ksheris? I suppose to turn back to page Mem Ches again in Iran one more time to see this. This is a good Chazar. Look inside, please. The last paragraph. Because of arrivedza, the menuma, the apostle dafka she menuma begavon apostle v'yesrub kolavon kushi v'yorak akarsi, ava menuma begavon m'shei. Ilu haya esrik kula begavan echad mehem kosher kshu menuma gamkel behem kosher. Others disagree. They say any colors which is not the color of esrik is would pasul b'shem menuma. So the Mishkanes Yaakov at first glance is completely correct. You see, if the esrik would be totally white or totally black or totally green, it would be no good, right? Ilu haya esrik kula begavan echad mehem kosher kshu menuma gamkel kosher, as opposed to black, white, and green. As the Chazanish, not so fast. Not so fast. I'm reading his words again, the Chazanish. They quoted the Ravid to exclude Maris Ksheris, which is the second day, Acherim, possibly even Maris Ksheris, Mishim Menuma. Okay? It says like this. Watch. Ama Maris Ksheris, Kshem Menumorin, Nami Pogmin. That's another opinion. Miyim b'mokom azeh hayirukin chos on the mara esrog im kain yesh kan esrogim yirukim. Nu va'kocher arrived koy b'mokom of his man sheyirukin einan chosrin. Never changes. Miyu ain't throw lechag. He's not so happy with this. Efsher kevan she ain't the ikar mareyu v'sof olach zan imara zeh. Posel Mishum Menumar. Here's what's going on. Since, Rabosai, since it's not the Ikumar of an Esrit, and it's going to change to yellow, so green Posel is considered to be a Mara Posel, even though it's not really a Posel. It's not Mishum Hoder, it's considered a Mara Posel anyway. Ikakarsi Mamish, Liolam Enachoser Nicha. If those facts are right, which you suggested earlier, that green Mamish never is Choser, we understand very well. It's not a Mara Apostle Kshalatzma, but the bottom line is it's Apostle forever. And there was enough to pass the Mishum Menuma. Uche Meduma. Pilei Plod, Chazanish told about real life. The man was a real realist. Ein Motzi Atzleinu, She Rubo Kekarsi Mamash V'yachzor. Huh? He says, maybe he's right. If you put an apple, that's a fake. He said, if it's green, Mamash, green, dark green, like your notebook, it's not going to turn yellow without any outside help. Maybe he's right, Metzius. I never don't argue with Chazanish Metzius. He's very good at these things. He lives in Eretz Yisrael. I don't know when he wrote this. You know, this is he wrote things in Eretz Yisrael, wrote things in Europe. When he wrote in Eretz Yisrael, he was obviously much more into the Eretz Yisrael than Metzius. Okay, Rabosai. So we have discussed the Chazanish's rebuttal of every single thing that the Mishkanes Yaakov said. Again, he's working with Mishnah Gemara Pri primarily. Why no one said what I said, still don't understand. My first point, it's Rabbi Yehuda speaking. I'm just missing a piece. I'm missing a piece. Now Rabbi Yehuda is the biggest kasha against the consensus view is not any of these kashas which the Mishkanes Yaakov asked. It's the Bikuri Yaakov's kasha. This is a tremendous, tremendous kasha. It's all based on a tour. It's all based on a tour. Open to the Magen Avraham, Tof Resh Mem Tes Sifkat Nechav Zayin. This is a kasha which can really knock your socks off. I don't know what to do with this one. As we shall see, it's not my kasha. It's the Bikur Yaakov's kasha, but it's really Rabbi Kivega's kasha. He was an older contemporary. Remember, he had a little bit of correspondence. Tof Resh Mem Tes Sifkot Mechav Zayin Amogon Avraham. Talking about Choser. Choser is kosher, as we know, after the first day, or first 2 days of Chutz La'aretz. Very end of Tarmat. Watch this. V'af al gav the Choser kosher b'shayomim. Not half a sentence. Says the Mogon Avraham Mechav Zayin. Im nishabo kishir k'dei lotzeis bo. Tur. It's true. The Torah adds that phrase. When is chaser kosher? If you left the size of an egg. If it was the size of an egg, you took a little bit off, it's no good. Fekka b'kiv eger, ribayna shalaylam, kosher li, hoke beitza, lo midin shiru, elim shem depochas mizeh, lo nigma perio. That's the one of Laman Alf and Beis. Right? Am I correct or not? What did the Gemara say, Laman Alf and Beis? Let's go back and see it again. The Gemara suggested a mayor of Yehuda, maybe Yehuda, does he require hadar? La mishim the boy hadar? No, lo mishim the lo gama pera. You see, less than the size of a kibetz is lo gama pera. No, v'ocha b'yeshok b'yatzmo yagodo v'yadina the nigmar perio. Amay tzorach shir kibetz the tzorachian. What a great kasha! Kivegan is the tzorachian. If the whole chesaron is gama pri. And it would reach the side, you cut off a piece. No, now it's no Gemara Pri. What a great kasha. What an absolutely great kasha. The Bikur Yaakov, I read it to you yesterday. He said, you see from here, it's not just a chasarin of Gemara Pri, it's also an issue of Hadar. The Gemara said not. That's quoting Rabbi Yehuda, who denies Hadar. But for us, it's a Hadar problem. And the same as less than kibbeta must be a harder problem, you see from this tour at Mogen Avraham. So to green is also a harder problem. That's a gavaldik akasha of the Bikur Yaakov. Meiridik akasha. Meiridik akasha. Now, this kasha even precedes Rebbe Kiveg. Open to the Prima Gadim Rebbe Osai, Mishpat Sozov, Sivkotan Yutes. Tof Resh Mem Ches. Very end. Tov Resh Mem Ches Mishpat Sozov Sifkaton Yud Tes. The very end. Look what it says. He says, "I am Magen Avraham Tarmat Chav Zayin." What's the case he's discussing? Nitztamek Poros Mikabetz Apostle. And not that it was cut off a piece; it shriveled. Vitzarech Ian, the Beitza Tamid Lo Nigma Perio Ayin Levush. For Nigma Perio. So you think he never thought of the mush of the Bikur Yaakov's teretz? What does he say? V'lomar hoder binon gav zet tzorach iyim kovei. That's not true. Because you pass him against the Bach. So the pre-Megonim got stuck with exactly the same kasha that the Rabbi Kivega got stuck with. And you know what? In Eish El Avraham, on this, the very, very end, the last two lines, look what he says. He says, Ramei Omer Kegos. Hanukkah Mashakosim Amogan Avraham Simitakpag Oz Dalit Shagadolim Kuyim Egozim. Because of Shira Shirim Rabba Ginas Egos. Wow. Venira Lee Kol Shein Kegos Lo Min Kilikicha. Not considered to be a good problem of Likicha. Umeyushav Kushis Kapas Tomorrow Lamehe. Him Cain, Chosav in its stomach, Kashir, Hainu Egos, Vizedochak. He suggests that, you know, if it gets less than Kabetz, there's no problem. Because it's had a Gemara Pri. Less than Egos is no good, because it's not Minka Luki Choso. Gan Piske Maharai, Chumasadeshin, Gan Kemavur, Kabetz, Abinin, its stomach. If it's true, less than Kabetz, it's no good. Ayin Taz, Vitzarachin, Vahomein. He is still stuck with his kasha. Who is willing to bite the bullet and say it's just not true? Take a look at the Bir Halacha, please. Bir Halacha, Sif Chav Beis. Sif Chav Beis. As you know, the Bir Halacha is a consensus posik. It's not going to go against the grain. Sif Chav Beis. The last Sif in Tarmach. Okay? Dibra Maschil, Posel. Kol Shiva, Shlo Nigma Perio. What's the case that he's talking about? Pops and Kibetsa. Lonik Vapri. Fafilim Hoyavo Kashir. Uvimeachag in the stomach, Vyoman al Poros, Mikabetsa. Mikomak Apostle, Mishum Shaena Hodder. Chayodom, Rabbeinu Shalom. Chayodom. How can that be? Chayodom that passes against the Bach. It's a Pella. A Pella. It's a Pella. Didn't I read you yesterday a list of those who were against the Bach? 15 people. Wasn't the Chayyim on that list? That's my recollection. Yeah. So what's going to be? How do you explain this? Who bites the bullet? You guessed it. The Chazanish. Bites the bullet. Says it's not true. Everything I read to you so far was from Chazanish, Kuf Mem Ches, Sivkotin, Gimel. What about Sivkotin Beis? It's very short. Very, very short. Look what he says. Sivkot and Beis, a few lines. Quotes of Bir Halacha. Tema, from Mea Machshir B'Egos, Rebuta Lo Polak Ala Mishim Delav Gmar Pri, Uminolo Lachadish De Mepochaz Mikabeis Lav Odaru, Lachay Nire, De Mitztavik Lepochaz Mikabeis A Kosher, Umevorchen Olof. Goodbye, Charlie. He goes against everybody we saw until now. Okay. Of course, then the Bukhuri Yaakov's Kasher is now no Kasher, because it's not Kasher. It seems to me that one can still give a teretz without going as far as the Chazanish went. I say like this. My Rebbe would often tell us that there are psulim which have reasons, but then they become absolute. And we disregard the reasons. It becomes an absolute psul. The reason for less than kibetza is not a Gemara Pri. But once the halacha determined less than kibetza is psul, it's psul period, even if there was a Gemara Pri. I think that's the best answer to this question. You don't have to be radical and go against everything what everyone else is saying. Cain, nearly. Okay. Fine. Rabosa. Now, before we start a little bit of the next topic, which is related, Kushi, I want to just discuss an interesting machlokes, how to read pshat in the words of that Tosfos Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, Odi talking. It's an interesting machlokes over here. Rabosa, we heard it. Let's read it again. The Odi talking. It's relevant to our discussion somewhat. Tafila Rabbanu the Machshiri Hosam Pas Nihocha B'Pochos Mikan the Esrig Avos Achoshev Pei Ritzvei. That Esrig Avos says, he, remember the Mishnah says Pei Ritzvei, not Gemar Pei Ritzvei. One second, please, just for my curiosity. What exactly is the Od Yitokhin saying? And you'll see, it's a fascinating. Who has a Beis Yosef? Who has a tour? You all have tours? You look on? Have a tour? Look at the very last Beis Yosef in Tafresh Memches. Literally the very last one. Mamash, the very, very end. Very last Beis Yosef. A fascinating kasha emerged. Tosfos Lamed Vav Amud Aleph quotes a Rashi there. Pul Alavim. Remember the Pul Alavim? Let me remind you again. Before you open the look at the Tosfos Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. Esther Gabosa appears because just cotton could pull a love him. For lo you talk him, kid the precious Beresh Pirkin, hey the sheer Esther, but then I seen in Hassan. It can't be. What do you mean it can't be? Why can't it be? You know why can't be? A simple level. Because the machlokas, egos, and kibetza is unrelated to this. It's a minimum sheer of egos and beitza, which are much bigger than both, than a pull a love. So it's a little bean. The Rashi can't be. Hold on. Now we go to the end of Tafresh Memches. The very end of the base verse. He says, a smag kosav, you have my print, it's this top line on page Takat. Esther Gabosa Pirish Rashi, Esther Kotten Kapul, Rabbi Kiva Posel Rachamim Machshir. Vachakach kosav maskina, and Hilchosok Rabbi Yuda, Bashir Esther Kotten, Shuka Beitza. Ukrab Yossi Bashir Esther Godel. Kosav Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi, Geshe Tzmolov, Shevi Abraisa di Esther Gabosa, the Kotani Rabbi Kiva Posel, Rachamim Machshir. They live so galach kachamim. Heich pirish abosa ke pirish Rashi. Pludidei, Shvila de chachamim, ke chachamim, the pligi aleder Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Pemastisin, Veshuv ein livsuk ke mosa mitzorachim. According to Rashi, it has to come out, chacham argin Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, against Tosis Naflam and Alphabet Beis. So the smag is a pella. Vali nira, the Ef Shaloma, the smag sova ke mosa kosva tosis besov divrei. Di yitochein, oh, remember that old yitochein we had? Yitochein. Tafilu rabbona de machshri hosam on lamed vav pas liocha b'pochos mikein de esrig abose choshev peirut fei. Why? Da hashta b'esrig abose, what's he saying? Afilu eino godol yosem ikepul halavon. May Achash is so fully godly Yoser kosher. Pile ploim pshat and toises. That the old Yitachin means the less than kibetz is kosher. You know why? Al shame sofo. No, Ben Soromor. Al shame sofo works for the good also. Right now it's less than kibetz. It's going to grow. Aval estrik shane osim the godly Yoser. So she kibetz. Wow. What a great pshat. It's a great pshat, yeah? But not everyone's happy with this pshat. If you look at the Shari Tshuva can be found at the end of Tarmach. You need to see it in your Big Shulchan Aruch or in your Mishnah Berurah. It's in both. Take a look, Rabosai. Watch this. Umasha Kosov, look carefully, please. At the end of the Shari Tshuva. Umasha Kosov, Shulchan Aruch, Afilim Uboser, Ayin Meshut Chacham Tzvi, Shetom Al Abes Yosef, Shehaven betoises lamalaf and base shekavanosim the esrig abosa shesof of the gadol odif. That's what we just said. We just read the base Yosef. V'lesa shekavanosim shem ein gadol kazayis lemar uchebetsa lemar posel afilu ein osin ligadol v'koshkein biosin ligadol diyispitarti. Number one, it's pachas mikashir objectively. Number two, it's boser. It's not fully ripened yet. Ubrika Yosef Kosav Shake Mukha Batois Lam and Vov. Gamba Kapas tomorrow, basically, I'll be Yosef is a. It's a machlokes pshat. Comes a chazanish and says he thinks the base Yosef is right. The base Yosef is right. This is a chazanish. A long chazanish. I told you in Sifkot and Aleph, which we didn't have a chance to look at yet. I want to read you a little bit of it. It's pretty significantly long. Sifkot and Aleph, he says as follows. Even according to the Beis Yosef, Tosfos, see, when the Birkei Yosef said, you see from Lamed Vav and Aleph that Beis Yosef's shot is wrong. No, not true. Even according to the Beis Yosef's shot, enough Lamed Vav, they argue in Rashi. Why? Chazanish says, you know why? The sheer pool of loving and a royal lahaz kibiestrug. Not because of any technical questions. Pull a lover has nothing to do. That's a shear only by grapes. Not do by a strogan. According to the Shari Tshuva, according to the first Teretz, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda go according to Rabbi Akiva. Like who? Rabbi Moshe like the Mishkan is Yaakov. You see why it's all connected? I told you Aleph and Gimel are connected. Oh, you talking? Even called the Rabbanan. Fretach as an ish. What's the Havamina that's kosher according to the Rabbanan? There's no Gemara Pri. I said Esther Cotton, Heinach Shein Sof for the Godot. That's not the answer to my Kolkot of Mary Abuda. It's just the Kushta de Milsa. That's the truth. Esther Cotton means that it's not going to grow again. That's all. The kids of the Chazanish all connected, Aleph and Gimel as well. There's one more Nakuda that I didn't mention yet in this context, which I should mention. One more Nakuda. There's a Ritva. A Ritva, Rabbi Osai, I want to show you. One thing I want to show you. Again. Chazanish said Kuan Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Osai, the pshat is you need boy peri tvei, nothing to do with hodor. He tries to bring a raya from a ritva. Does he call the ritva? Let me see 1 second. I want to just go back here one more time. I already closed the sefer twice. Just keep coming back. Is it in here? Yes, it's here. The very beginning of Sivkot and Gimel. He quotes like this. Esu ga yorak, shen lav gemar pri. Efshar, the aflanim maise yorak lav gemar pri ule rabbi yuda. V'yafshar to be Esrik, boy perit vei. Rabosai, he's suggesting the opposite. The Mishnah Yaakov couldn't believe it. Maybe Esrik requires a more of a pri than maise. Maybe. The boy Hodor. Mashal in Gemar Pri, Shovinhain. Yeah. No. Kusha de Milsa Noka. The Lididan. For us, to be in an Hodor. Avi Shlom, but Africa Rabbi Yuda Asya. The Estrik Beinan Prairie Tfei. Where did he quote it? A Ritva. What's a Ritva? I'll show this one ritva. Where are we? Here? Here? Here we go. Tufta Rava Tufta. Pirish. Rabbiuda lo boy hoder. Feel be asked to call for class to call Shemeshamin. Koshali. Can Kula Pirik and no Rabbiuda? Nick Dam Rosho al Zaha Zosis Nick of Nicklef Kulu midin hoder and Psulim. Here Rabbiuda lo Polaga le Biora Kakasi to Makatrain Rabbi Meir. Lo Chazina de Polag Beresha. Yeshloma. Watch. To Rabbiuda call Shechostru Vakol Sheeno Kibriyosam. Modu the puzzle, lo choshev shmo olav, v'chihechi the puzzle b'yora kekarsi uve esrik keegos, v'shem the lo gemar pera. Avakol shushon kebiyosa el shuyavish shmo olav, lo mitzvah shushim shein ahoder. What do you see from this ritva? Something very, very important. What do you see from here, Rabosai? Only with respect to esrik, says the Chazanish, lav gemar perihu. The definition of Gemara Pri is different for Esrog. It's more Chomer than it is for Meiser. The opposite of the Mishnah Yaakov. Just wanted to bring this to your attention. Fine. Rabosai, I wanted to start the Sugi of Kushi, and we'll continue with Mishnah on Sunday, the Sugi of Kushi. Okay, Rabosai. Lamed Baba Manal. Yeah.
Okay, ask quickly on the Rav's Teretz. kasha from the Eger.
That's not the Rav's turn. It's my turn. It's based on that. You saw it from the. I just heard from the Rav.
So why should it be that we talk about Esther Chassid? We don't need Liki Chatam anymore. So since that reason is gone, you can have an Esther Chassid on right. These two together.
Right.
But and we say we since the reason is gone, the halacha is gone. What you want
no,
to say?
That's, no, that's not. Very good question. It's yes, an excellent question. Excellent question. Here's as follows. If there's a certain shear, so a shear becomes a shear even if its reason no longer applies. It becomes a shear. Kacha. Kavu shear. I'll give you an example. I don't want to discuss now. Last year, I learned with the Bochum Mesechta Nida. Hilchas Nida. You never heard of Hilchas Nida too much, but you may know there's something called a shear of Kegris. I'll give you a little introduction. If a woman has a stain the size of a penny, it's a problem. If it's smaller than a penny, it's no problem. The reason originally was because it were bed bugs. And less than a risk, it depended on a bed bug. Rove Poskim say the reason is bottle, but the shear remains the same. So shear are different. I'll give you an example, okay? Thank you for the good question. Okay, Rabbo Salam, just a few minutes. I want to talk a little bit about the Parsha's Pora, whatever. Time allows. Says Gemara as follows. Omamar, it's just mamash, only three lines. Esra kushi posel. Ay, vatanya kushi kosher. Doma le kushi posel. Omabaye, kith nanami masnisen. Doma le kushi. Tanan. Ravamar, lo kasha, lo nalahu. This is an enigmatic Gemara. What's Rashi say? Rashi says, Doma le kushi. Shagodl kan vareyu shachar. Puzzle, shenidmehu. Some kind of French word. Mezuyav, meshuna. It's a imposter. It's fake. Aval kushi atzmo, hayna tam de kosher de urcheu. But if it's kushi, Marius, that's normal. Hold on, holohu. Liola masnisin kushi nami puzzle. Lokashin masnisin. Masnisin there is a stroll. Sherechokin meyeret kush. Therefore, Einem Reginim Behem Breislev Dei Bovel Shekrovim Lekush Hu Reginim Behem Hu Mikomakom Begodol Kan Vedoma Lekushi Nidmehu Bosel because it's black in a place where they don't grow black. Ad Kan. Now where's Nidmeh come from? The Rambam has an Ichos Yisur Mizbeach Nidmeh is Bosel for Karbonis. Why? He says it's considered balmum, eilach amum gadol min hashinun. If it's changed, it's considered to be amum. Open the Mishnah Berurah. If this is correct, I will say you have the question: what if you transfer something from place A to place B, and in place B it's normal, but it grew in place A? What would you say according to this? Kosher apostle. What would you say? A thing which was normally grown in place B grew that way in place A. What would you say? Then you move it to place B. I would say, according to this, puzzle. It's exactly what the Biolocha says. Sif Yuzayin. Mokom Shastrogim Shalem Kshoras Mat Ksherim. Okay, says the Biolocha. Estrog Shocha Maat Shagodal Bishara Rotsa Shastrogain Ainan Shkoras Klau. For who will the Mokom Zeh? That's Rashi Visyosu Puzzle. Af a mokum zeh tu beklal nidme umashama b'gemara doma l'kushi posel. According to Rashi, it's a fake, it's a fluke, it's an imposter, it's a mezuyav, because it grew black in a place where it doesn't grow black. I moved it there. It's irrelevant. It won't help at all. According to Shitas Rashi, it won't work. Okay. But of course, the question becomes: Rabbi Yossi, if we open to the Taz in Tarmat, Sifkot and Gimel, Tarmat, Sifkot and Gimel, he wants to know why Nidmeh is possible when it comes to Arba Minim. It's a psul by Kotchim. What else? Kotchim the psul. Okay. whole discussion of something which is never avera. Halfway down the Taz, the Esrog the Nidme Aser, Lamed Vav, Domel Kushi Posel, Pirush Rashi, Gadol Kan the Nidme Lakushi, Nidme Posel. As a Mikasha, where do you get Nidme Esrog? Hapikachim, Pcharo Maisa Tzarakrosh and Preg Meruba, Esrog Minolon. V'yesh Lomar, this is the Taz is Kasha. He quotes a Rosh. Sule Estrig and Ikun and Lamidivre Sofrim. Hashem Tikkun Rabbanan, Estrig came to Arise of Bekotchim. Came to Arise of Bekotchim, Rabbosai. Fine. I have more to say, but you know, we'll hold about Kush. We try to keep Purim going. Please, where is Kush? What's Kush?
Ethiopia.
Where is, do you have any geography? Do you have a Kash against Rashi? Rashi says that Ethiopia is closer to Bubble and Teres Yisroel. Does that fit with your geography? Not a chance. So we'll talk about that on Sunday. We'll talk a little bit, only a few minutes, about the Parsha Shavua. I would like to connect, Rabbosai, Parsha of Yaakov Pekude with Parsha's Parvus. Thank you so much. The Beis Halevi points out that in Parsha's Pekude, it says the words Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe 18 times. Tomorrow, pay attention. It's unbelievable, the refrain. And he asks, why so many times? He gives a fascinating answer. You know, we have to make the Kruvin. Kruvin is an integral part of the Aron HaKodesh, right? The Kaporis of Kruvin. Kruvin is made from gold. Frek the Beis Halevi, what's the difference between the Kruvin which is made from gold and the Egel Azar made from gold? Here gold, there gold. What's the difference? You know what the answer is? Only one difference. Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. The Kruvim Hashem commanded, and the Egel, the commanded not to. Logically, there's no difference. It's both are gold representations of something. That was the whole Chet Egel. What was the Chet Egel? The Chet Egel was that they used their logic. Boshish Moshe, the Redis Menahara. A certain amount of time passed by. Moshe was, they made a mistake in the day, if you recall. It was off by one day. And I count the 40 days. They counted the first day, should only count the second day, which is a whole day. Rashi comments in last week's parsha. But based on their mistaken notion, they went all the way to do Avodah Zarah. The answer is, there are times in life when you have to say, I don't understand it, but I have to do Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. And Hashem told Moshe that the Torah is true, and that Avodah Zarah is Osir. B'chule. So you cannot, even with all the excuses that the Ramban gives and others, that it wasn't they want to worship the Egel per se, but the Egel is just a conduit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even that's not allowed as Avodah Zarah, as we well know. So therefore, but their failure was in the Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. They were using their own logic, and they weren't relying on what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's why the Mishkan is a kapara for the Chet HaEgel, as we well know. And therefore, the whole point of the Mishkan is Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. Everything, whatever Hashem says, it doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense. Why is the Kruvin different than the Egel? All boils down to Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. But you know what? Not only is the Mishkan a kapara in the Chet HaEgel, as Rashi comments here in Sefer Shmos, there's something else which is a kapara in the Chet HaEgel. What's that? Paraduma. Rashi quotes us in Parshas Parah, Parshas Chukas, which we're going to read again in 2 days on Thursday. Rashi says, after he goes through the whole Parsha once, then he goes through the Parsha a second time, he says as follows, Mevish Agada, Yikhu Elecha Mishalahem, Kishem Shem Pergu Nizme Azov Leegel Mishalahem, Kach Yaviyu Zulda Kapar Mishalahem, Paraduma, Moshele Ben Shivcha Shetinev Palton Shomelech, Armutovo Imo Tganea Chatsoa, Kach Tovo Parav Tichapel Leegel, it's Medrash Tanchuma. The para aduma is a kapara for the cheto egel. What's pshat? Egel, this was a mistake. They didn't understand it. What is para? Zos chukas haTorah, the ultimate chok that we don't understand. Even Shlomo Melech said, "Amarti achkami rechokam yimeni." This is para aduma, metar tameim, metar metahor. We don't understand it. There's a chok. It doesn't matter. It's a chok. You have to keep it anyway. There are people who don't like it. The first Rashi in Parshas Para. So chukas haTorah, the fee shasatan ve'umos olam monin. Monin doesn't mean count. It means tease. Oh no. Monin es Yisrael lomar ma mitzvah zos u'matam yeshbo. Leficha kosa b'chuka gzeirim lefonai enoch ha'rishus laharach ha'reho. You have to accept it for what it is. This is exactly as a kapor nechei to egel as well. Both in Mishkan, Kashatimah says Moshe 18 times, and the paraduma are both kaporas on the nechei to egel. This is hard for some people to swallow in today's time. In today's time, everyone wants to maintain their autonomy, to be do what they want, and they're not necessarily interested in accepting blindly Kashat Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. And Kal Vachomer, not to accept blindly some of the decisions of contemporary Gdoli Torah that they don't seem to like. You know, I was recounting a story just recently at a bar mitzvah that many years ago there was an issue. I don't want to go into the details of the issue, which had to do with Tamina Var Yeshiva and other institutions, should they or should they not participate, etc., etc., etc. So three chevra and a shir in our yeshiva were in doubt. You know, there was a little enticement of money involved. You know, money, keshoch, yavein, chachomim. You know, that's, you can be a chachom with a pikech. And the Rebbe they spoke to said, no, you should not go. And they were bothered. They didn't understand. What's wrong? What could be so bad? Didn't understand it. So, of the three chevra, one of them didn't understand it, so he did. He went, and the other two. So I sort of recount the story. One of them was here in the Beis Medrash. He went to the library, and he met the other fellow, who was both. They were both in doubt what to do, and they said, "You know, I don't understand what the Rebbe said, but it comes a time in life where you have to pick a team. You have to be with the Rebbe. If you don't understand the Rebbe 100%, and now so many years later, it's so clear how right the Rebbe was, and how the two chevra listened to the Rebbe, even though they didn't understand him, Baruch Hashem, are doing wonderful things. And the third one, it went off a little bit, because he listened to the Rebbe. It's difficult for us to draw a line, because we are more, I won't call ourselves, maybe we want to call ourselves more open, more modern, more part of Western society, whatever you want to call it. We have not living in a closed Haredi circle of Hasidic courts or a place where the Rosh Hashiva rules like a Rebbe. We're not. My Rebbe Rav Soloveitchik was very much into allowing people to make decisions on their own. Many times he would give advice, which he viewed as non-binding. It was an absolute psak. And again, those who followed the Rebbe's non-binding advice did well. Those who chose to ignore it and say, you know, since he didn't say it's an absolute Issa Gomer, Medina, Medin Mamish, so I therefore can ignore it, didn't do so well. Then they went off. It's important to understand that there are questions which are not found explicitly in Shulchan Aruch. Nonetheless, there is such a concept, some want to call it Das Torah, whatever you want to call it, which is meaningful. Not everything is subject to Das Torah. The Rebbe himself, what are many situations say, don't ask me, ask the expert, ask a doctor. The doctor says it's dangerous, you're Mechal Shabbos. He says, no, what are you coming to me for? I'll give you the psak. Whatever is dangerous, Mechal Shabbos. And he said the same thing about, if you recall, there's a fight still going on in certain parts of the world about whether you should trade land for peace in Eretz Yisrael. He said, look, I think it's mutter mikir adin, if it's pikuach nefesh. Is it pikuach nefesh? Ask the generals, don't ask me. He said the same thing about the issue with the Soviet Jewry protests. There's a fight among the rebbeim. Ask the experts in the field. They call them the Sovietologists. You know, those who knew the mentality of the despots of the Kremlin. So there has to be, everyone has to have a Das Torah you can consult with. It has to be a Das Torah that understands you, you understand him. So even as a bigger Talmud Chacham sitting in Yerushalayim, but you have no access to him, he doesn't understand you, you don't understand him. So you have to settle with someone who's a lesser light who lives in New York or lives in Eretz Yisrael. You can talk to him on the telephone, he knows who you are, he understands who you understand him. But so again, to completely surrender your autonomy, I don't think is required. If you find yourself a Das Torah, someone, a Talmud Chacham, that understands you, you understand him, and you see this Talmud Chacham, in many cases will tell you, I can't tell you what to do. You have to decide yourself. I'll give you certain guidelines, certain general advice. That's someone you should look for going forward in life to try to find the proper balance between your autonomy and your listening to advice of those who are Torah personalities, who are have a complete integrated picture. In this context, there is a vort that they quote from Parvarsky, Zalman Ponovich. I feel the reken shebechol molem in mitzvahs karima. Even the people, you know, the kapela karima and rakosech. So the question becomes: if they have 613 mitzvahs like a rima, so why are they reken shebechol? So they should be the highest level. So he suggested in the pomegranate, each of the seeds has its own cover around it. You ever see a pomegranate? It's not integrated. So to be a real person, you have to have an integration of all the mitzvahs, all the Torah. That's what you should look for your Das Torah. We have to stop now because Nossi is giving a shiur downstairs in the Lachmas Medrash. The Shabbos, Mishnah, and Sunday, we'll start talking about Purim again. They hold about Kush. Okay, see you out of the Shabbat.